This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to thank everyone for tuning in on this wonderful Sunday. I know it's been a while since I've been here, but you know what? God has been good. God has been working with me. God has been working through me. Month of January has been a very interesting month for me as I got through many, have gone through many struggles to get to where I am. I want to wish everybody officially happy Black History Month. But guess what? Black History Month, especially for a young man like myself, is every day, every month of the year. It's not just delegated and relegated to February. Not just, and even though that this year we have 29 days, it's not just more than 29 days in the heart of the Lord and heart of my soul. So I want to thank Minister Jessica Funches for allowing me to use her earlier this week, for our midweek manna. I want to thank her for that message, and I want to just reach out to her and just continue to bless her and her ministry and what she's doing with Funches Ministries out there in wonderful Houston, Texas. So I want to thank her for that, and I want to thank you and for those who had come out to support me recently when I was at the ICU, Emmanuel Church Unusual. Whether you watched it on YouTube, whether you watched it right here on the podcast, whichever platform you use, you watched it on the webpage, or you were there in person, or you just prayed with me wherever you were, I thank you all. I thank you for that. It's just a beautiful thing of God, a beautiful thing. And it's also great to also say, as of today, I know today is the day, or was the day, depending on when we released this message, that it was ICU's anniversary. It was their first year anniversary. We want to thank Reverend Charles Dockery. I want to praise God for him. I want to thank him and his ministry. I want to just wish their ministry a happy anniversary. You made it to year one. Can't wait to see what year two, three, four, five, and ten does for you. Amen. I want to just reach out to them and let you know that. Want to just send prayers out to families that are going through bereavement right now. I want to pray for families that are going through health struggles, financial struggles, job struggles. Doesn't matter where you are or who you are. Just want to let you know that God is on the throne and God has got you covered. Amen. Today's message, believe it or not, this message is supposed to come out a while ago. But you know what? God continued to let it marinate a little bit. He wanted me to work on it a little bit more. And you know what? Today is the day. And you know what? That is great because this is the month of love. So therefore, I guess that's why God said, hold off. Going to have you done today. So you know what? So that is a beautiful thing. So we're going to be coming from the letter of 1 John chapter 4. That's in the New Testament, 1 John chapter 4. Not about a couple books away from Revelations. For those who are unfamiliar with where 1 John is, unless you got your apps and you probably just clicked on it. Amen. But for those who are old school, just want to let you know where it is. 1 John chapter 4, going to be reading verses 7 through 12. Once again, 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, who do you love? Who do you love? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for this message that is about that we're about to receive. Oh, Heavenly Father, just use me right now. Empty me out of my collective spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Who do you love? You know, that's a very interesting question, because right now we're going through so many things and so many struggles in this world today. We see so many things. We turn on the news, open up the newspaper, or open up the app on our computers or on our phones, and the first thing we see is a lot of violence going on around the world, even in our own neighborhoods. Some neighborhoods that have never seen violence before are seeing violence. We're seeing a whole lot of hate going on out here in this world, and we're not just talking about the hate from afar. We're not talking about overseas hate. We're talking about right in our front door hate. We're talking about right across the street hate. Matter of fact, we probably be talking about it in our own house hate. And it doesn't just have to be hate of another color. It don't have to just be hate of another species. It could be just hate, self-hatred, amen? Because a lot of that is going around. And so we start asking the question sooner or later. And I know a lot of church leaders, I'm hopeful there are a lot of city leaders and state leaders and government leaders asking this question. Where is love? Where is it? Who do you love? Now, the reason why I brought that up, because the Lord wants me to ask you that question. Because who do you love? If you don't love yourself per se, who do you love enough to keep you from not loving yourself more at all? Amen. I don't know about you right now, but I know I'm talking to somebody. Because let us dig deep into this. Because John, yes, the beloved John, the beloved disciple of Jesus, the one that Jesus was closest to the most, the one that Jesus just cared about the most. He didn't say that Jesus didn't love the rest. He didn't say he didn't love Thomas. He didn't say he didn't love Matthew and all the others. He just loved this guy a little bit more, because probably John reminded Jesus a little bit of himself. A little bit of a person who was compassionate a little bit more. Maybe he loved a little bit more than Peter. Maybe he loved a little bit more than James or anybody else out there who was called to be with Jesus, who Jesus called to be with him. Amen. You know, it's amazing on how we don't step back and look at our situation, look at our lives, and say, God is good. God blessed us. Amen. And I'm just saying that because, because when I look at it, John said this in verse 7 and 8. I'm going to read verse 7 first in particular. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. I want to stop right there and ask you a question, even before I even get into the point today. Do you know God? Are you born of God? Amen. I'm not just talking about the preachers and the deacons and those who say I answer in the call to be on this journey. I'm not talking about just the ones who believe that they were called to be baptized. Amen. I'm talking about, are you born of God? Amen. Did you have this compassion and love before you answered the call, before you even discovered that you were a special, special person that God has called to be on this earth? Are you that person? Do you know God? Verse 8 asks a different question. It brings up a different question. Verse 8 says this: whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Now, I got to ask those who probably stumbled on this podcast and never heard me before, probably don't know me from Adam or Steve. All right, I'm going to ask you this right now. Are you of God? Do you know God? Right? Whoever does not love, if you're not loving, do you know God? Do you not know God? Because quite frankly, if you are a friend of the enemy, I need to leave you right where you are. No. I know that's what somebody else is saying. No, I don't need to leave you right where you are. I need to pray so you can come right where I am. Amen. I'm not going to leave you on the side of the road just because you don't love God and you don't know God for yourself. That doesn't mean you're going to always not know God. And that doesn't mean you're going to always not love God. You just need someone to help you get to know God. Amen. It's kind of hard because I look back in my life just recently in the recent months and recent weeks that, you know, I tried to help others. I tried to bring others up in Christ. I tried. And, you know, at some point you have to realize that you got to let go and let God. Amen. I would say that again. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Because quite frankly, if you continue to latch yourself onto somebody who doesn't really love God the way you love God, it doesn't mean that you should stick around and wait until they do finally decide to come around and say, hey, I love God now. No, you got to just sit back and let God do his things. Because quite frankly, that is the most important thing in this journey. You have to learn to let go and let God. You can't do it all. You can't be it all. You just got to understand that God has called you to plant a seed. Amen. Plant a seed. Let God do a little water. You just do a little. Just do a little love tap. And let God do the rest. Do the other watering and let him grow them up. Amen. I had to learn that the hard way. Amen. I had to learn it by dealing with people who wanted to drain me. Amen. And I didn't understand because I thought I was doing a good Samaritan. I thought I was saying, God, I'm doing the right thing. I'm lifting them up. I'm bringing them up. I'm doing everything I can for them, for you, and to pass on the word and the blessing that you bestowed upon me, to bestow upon them. And you know, one thing he told me recently, he said, Brian, you have to just let me do the work. Amen. If the work is not up to you. If it was up to you, boy, they would drain you silly, brother. But guess what? That's what I'm here for. I need to keep you girded up and keep you strong because you are still a guiding light. You're still a beacon of hope for somebody. You have done your part. You have done your service. Now you have to continue to move forward and go and do what I've called you to do with someone else. Amen. I didn't realize that. How about you? I don't know about you, but when I finally realized that that's what the Lord had called me to do, he called me to plant the seed and keep moving. It doesn't mean that I'm running. It doesn't mean that I'm church hopping. It means that I am doing what the Lord has called me to do. The Lord told me to go to ICU. I'm going to the ICU, Emmanuel Church on YouTube. If he tells me to go to Covenant United Church of Christ, I'm going there that Sunday. If he tells me to go all the way out to Gary, Indiana, to hang out with one of my big brothers in the ministry, Reverend Jackson, at Trinity United Church of Christ, Gary, that is exactly where I'm going to be. You want to know why? Because that's where God called me to be on that particular moment and that particular day. Amen. It doesn't mean that I love them less if I'm somewhere else. It doesn't mean that I don't care about their ministry. It means that I planted a little seed. I'm doing my thing and I'm going to move over here. Amen. Safe haven is a little bit more than your normal ministry. Amen. I know I'm getting into safe haven ministry. Oh, we don't want to hear about safe haven. Then what are you here for if you're not going to hear about safe haven a little bit? Amen. It's not just about me preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. It's also about me teaching. It's about me bringing forth what the Lord has called for me to do. Amen. Yes, it's unorthodox right now, but guess what? God is calling me to do greater, bigger and greater things. Watch out because you never know what's going to happen this year. But guess what? Forget about me. Take me out of the equation. Put you in the equation, your own situation in the equation. Whether you're going through a relationship that you don't understand, you realize it's become toxic. Guess what? Get out of that toxic relationship because you know what? The Lord has caused you to be in a healthy relationship. Don't let the toxins destroy you. Don't let the toxins destroy the love that's within you. Amen. Because even earlier, I could talk about myself again because I'm the only one that can testify about myself. Amen. I realized that this person was getting toxic. They were bringing me down. Amen. They were draining me dry. And I'm just talking about they were draining my soul to the point where I was losing control. And you know what? The Lord told me one thing. He said, Brian, get out of it while you can. Because you know what? I have a plan. And not just for you, but for that person. Amen. That person's going to have to go through some things in order to understand that what you were doing with them was a little bit more stronger and it was of me. And if they didn't realize it while they were in it with you, then that's on them. But don't worry, I'm going to continue to work on them. But I got to have you work on you right now, amen. I got to have you build yourself back up because you're weaker than you have been in recent years, in recent months, in recent weeks, amen. When I preached at the ICU a few weeks ago, I preached my soul. I preached all my heart. I preached all my heart and soul to that congregation. Yes, it was a sermon that you could hear in its entirety, in its original entirety, on here as well, on this podcast. Matter of fact, I wasn't even supposed to preach that sermon. At least I didn't think I was. But the Lord said, yes, you're going to use this sermon because it's a fulfilled promise. Amen. Guess what? They needed to hear it, and you needed to preach it because you needed to hear it in a different light with a different audience. Amen. Because here I was when I originally preached that sermon. I was preaching to the wind. I was preaching to the air. I was preaching to my dresser. I was preaching to my television that's not turned on. I was preaching to my door that's closed. I was preaching to everything. But you know what? I needed to hear the rocks cry out. Amen. That's why he had me preach that same sermon in front of an audience, in front of a crowd, and to hear the claps and the applause and to add some things that I didn't even know I could add. Amen. That's not what you want to hear right now. You want to hear about who do you love? Well, I have 3 points for you. I always have a 3-point sermon geared up for you. So here's 3 points for you. I'm going to give you the first point. You are capable of love. I say it again because I know I have no takers today. You are capable of love. Verse 9 says this, God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him. I'm going to stop right there. We have to live through God. Can you believe that? We have to live through him. That's what makes us capable of love. Because when you realize that God sent his only son, Jesus, yes, God's only son, Jesus, you're like, wait a minute, aren't I a son of man too? That is true. But in this case, this is the true son of God, amen? Because Joseph was the stepdaddy, but Mary was the mama and God was the father. God used his own ways because God is God, mind you. He can do what he can. He can do the impossible and make it possible. This is more than just watching some movie called Mission Impossible, starring an actor who does some impossible stunts. But guess what? He only doing that because it was written. But God is doing things that's the impossible for you and me. Amen? Amen. He's making the incapable capable. Ha ha, that's a message for somebody right there. I might have to put a pin on that and come back to that at a later date. But right now, let's look at verse 10. It says this, in this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. That leads us to point 2. You're worthy of love. I'll say that again. You're worthy of love. Once I said that point, it made me think. Once the Lord gave me that point, it made me reflect. Because there are many days I've walked this earth. And I haven't been on it so many days, but I've been on it enough days to wonder or not if I was worthy of love. I've been going through toxic relationships one after another and another after one. Amen. And I was getting tired of it. I was beginning to ask the Lord, am I worthy, Lord? Because the ones I loved didn't love me back and the ones that loved me, I couldn't stand them. Amen. It's not that there was anything wrong with them in particular. It was just that I wasn't connected. It was an unevenly yoked deal. Because the moment I tell them I'm a preacher, they start drying up. They start clasp it up, they clench their fist and say, hey, I'm not giving up this to be with you. I'm not going to be going there. There was one person that actually talked to me, and they said, when they wanted to connect with me, and I told them I was preaching, they said, I don't go to church. And I'm like, oh, wow. Is that if that's a prerequisite, then we don't need to be together. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, well, I'm not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. You know, that's me being understanding. But deep down, I'm thinking to myself, am I really worthy of coming out here and trying to find somebody? And this is me going on a dating site, amen? And it, God forbid if I go in person, you know, the first thing they want to do you drink, sir? No, I do not drink. Because, I mean, I know some preachers that do drink, and God bless them for them to do. That's on them. I'm not a judge, nor jury, or executioner on whether or not they need to take a drink to take the edge off. If that's what they got to do, God be the glory for them. But for me, it's different. Because I'm like, no, I'm not going to touch a drink. I don't want to do that. No. Oh, well, I don't want to go out with you. Well, you know. And then it start training me down, wearing me down. Because I was like, if I'm not able to reach you throughout the fact that I'm not drinking, I'm still going through things. I'm going through more pain than anybody could ever imagine. But I don't pick up the drink because I want a sober mind. Amen. I want to hear the Lord on my sober tip. Amen. I'm tired of hearing people say, I got to take a drink. Well, I guess in a sense, if I'm saying that and then they're hearing this, they're going to probably be saying, who do you think you are? You think you're better than us? You think you're better than me? No, I don't think I'm better than anybody. Amen. I'm just trying to be the best me I can be. Amen. I ain't asking you to be like me. I'm asking you to be like Christ. Amen. I don't need you to be. I don't need another Brian Pusley out here. Amen. Because another Brian Pusley will scare me. Amen. About as much as it's probably scaring you. And matter of fact, now that I look back on my life, I realize I'm more than worthy of love. It's just that I just have to know it for myself within myself. Amen. And I know there's somebody out there that's probably saying the same thing. I need to look inside me this morning or this afternoon or this evening or whenever you decided to listen to this podcast. Amen. You realize that you are worthy. You are worthy. Matter of fact, I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're at work. I don't care if you're sitting in the car. I don't care if you're on the train. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care where you are if you just got your earphones on. You're going to say this out loud and say it with me. I am worthy of love. Say it again. I am worthy of love. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are more worthy than almost anybody that you could ever think of. Guess what? You are the best thing in the world, and that is the greatest thing in the world. Amen? After you realize that you're capable of love, and after you also understand that you're worthy of love, you got to remember this, and this is the most important part of the entire lesson today, is that God is love, and so are we. I'll say it again, and I'm going to add a hallelujah to it. God is love, and yes, hallelujah, so are we. See, I love verses 11 and 12 in this point, in this case, because it says this. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. That means right now, you want to know what that means? Beloved, this means this, that if God is living in us, and if we love one another, the love is perfected, that means cancel out all that hate, amen? Cancel out all the crap that's going on out there. Cancel out the violence. You want violence to end? You need to start loving one another, amen? You need to start understanding somebody else's situation. You can't go into a situation thinking that everything is going to be peaches and cream. You can't go into a relationship thinking everything is going to be bed of roses, amen? You can't go thinking that everybody is going to spoil you. Nobody's going to spoil you if you haven't earned it, amen? You have to give in order to receive sometimes. Yes, I know it's in the scripture where it says better to give in than to receive. Guess what? How are you going to receive if you never give, amen? Yes, I'm not just I'm talking about these one-sided relationships where they think that you can that you need to be spoiled every chance you get. Well, guess what? Newsflash, they aren't your daddy. Amen. They are your man. They are your helpmate. God, note that word, helpmate. Stop draining a man thinking that he is supposed to do everything for you when you were blessed to do some things on your own, amen? The only thing that you need to worry about is helping them out. Because guess what? You're draining them. You're draining the love. You're getting rid of the love. That's why we got so imbalanced relationships today. Because you got people out here thinking that everybody's their daddy. Amen? And another newsflash. The only daddy outside of the one that got with your mama that you should be concerned about to be able to spoil you is the Father above. Amen? God above is the daddy that's going to spoil you. He's going to spoil you with the best guy that he could create for you. Or the best lady that he could create for you. Depending on your orientation. Amen? That's when you realize that's where the love is. So when you ask, who do you love? You need to look in the mirror and say, I love myself. I love myself so much that I need to realize that I may be the problem. Amen? When I looked in the mirror recently, and right before I had to cut a toxic thing away, I looked in the mirror and I said to myself, I said, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I tried to be you in a situation where I was never supposed to be you. Amen. I was supposed to love like you, which I did. And I went a little bit further than I was supposed to because I was trying to be more than I am. Amen. When you realize that you have to build together. I don't know any relationship in the history of the world relationships where one person is doing everything. If one person is doing it all, guess what? That's where you fall. That's where you fail. Amen. I know people out here don't want to hear this message. Some people I know probably don't want to hear this message because I'm telling the truth. Amen. If you want to be in a healthy relationship, you need to work together, not work against each other. Amen. If you're making some more money than your spouse, that's okay. Help them out sometime. Amen. If you're able to. If your spouse comes to you and says, I'm struggling, help them. And God willing, they will help you in return. They will showcase the love. They will shower you with more love than anybody on this earth could ever shower you with because they realize that you are with them. You are on the same team. You're doing this dream together. Amen? Amen. That is the word for somebody. That is a word for me. That is a word for you. In this month of love, you have to understand one thing. You have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself enough, you're going to fall for all the toxic traps. Amen. You're going to fall for it. You're going to fall for somebody who is looking for a good Samaritan. But then after a while, they're going to accept the Samaritan dry because you know what? They're taking advantage of your good-hearted nature. And they're going to take away the love. No. This year alone, 2024, we're not going to take the love. We're going to bring love back. Let's start love over. Amen? Let's start love over. Back to the way things were. Forget about then. It's all about right now. Amen? Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for the message and the messenger. We pray that this message is touched by somebody right now, touched by an angel, Heavenly Father. We pray that you just continue to use us and bless us in the way that you see fit. Right now, Heavenly Father, bless Safe Haven. Bless this ministry. Bless this pastor right here, oh Heavenly Father, as I continue to do what you have called me to do, Heavenly Father. You call me to love others, but you didn't call me to be set by others, oh Heavenly Father. So use me and work on me. Restore me and restore in my soul a hope for love, oh Heavenly Father. A kind of love that make me feel capable, oh Heavenly Father. A love that will make me feel worthy, oh Heavenly Father. So I can remember that you are love, and so am I. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. I want to thank everyone for listening to this message today. For this was a wonderful, wonderful message. If you felt moved by this message and you felt moved to give to the ministry financially, I will definitely accept that. You can donate to our Cash App at $BrianPewsley. You can find if you don't have Cash App, now's a great time to download it. Amen. And for those who are looking on my website, you can go up on the page and you can click the donate section. It'll take you straight to it. Then you can start donating. You can donate anywhere ranging from $1 to $1,000 or above, depending on where how the Lord has blessed you to bless this ministry. Without you, this ministry cannot grow. Without you, this ministry cannot flow. I want to send out a prayer right now. I want to let you all know that Safe Haven is looking to be in person, have in-person worship services every week. Amen. But in order to do that, the ministry needs some funds. Amen. I'm operating on some funds to keep this message going on my webpage, but I need more. The ministry needs more. The ministry of Safe Haven needs more so we can reach more. Amen. This is not about me. I've said it many times. This ministry is not about me. This ministry is about doing what the Lord has called me to do, to bless others and bring up others. Amen. So I just want to let you all know that so you can reach out there. Now, if you feel so inclined to want to leave a note, you want to just have prayer, you can go to www.safehavenpodcast.org and you can go to the ministry contact / prayer request section. You can ask for ministry support. You want me to come to your church and preach to, in front of your congregation, or you can have me on your podcast or whatever. I'll be glad to. You can just reach out that way. And if you need prayer, you can do the same thing in that same section. Either or, we can have it public or we can have it private. Either way, I'm definitely going to keep you in my prayers. I just want to let everybody know, if you're a minister and from a flowing ministry, or you feel like God has called you to say a word, but you had no place, no platform to do it, guess what? Safe Havens can be your platform. You go to www.safehavenpodcast.org and you go under the register as a guest section. You leave your name, some information about yourself, and also you can also leave a snippet of some of your speaking prowess. And then guess what? It'll get back to me, and then if the Lord has called me to bring you on, guess what? I will get back to you ASAP. Amen? Amen. I want to thank you all for listening to Safe Haven this week. I pray that you have a blessed week ahead, and you will definitely see us next time. And yes, we'll be back. We're back on the saddle again. We're going to do our regular service from this point on. Amen? So in the meantime, guys, I'm wishing you all a very safe, very blessed week. Keep my family in prayer. I'll keep your family in prayer. And we got this together. Amen. Amen. Let us pray out. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you for this message. As we dismiss from this place, we never want to dismiss from your presence, Heavenly Father. Help us to find out who we love, O Heavenly Father. Help us to remember that you are love. Help us to remember that we can be more than love, O Heavenly Father. We can be more than an armor bearer, Heavenly Father. We can be more than just anything that you have called us to be, O Heavenly Father, because you are the love that we need to represent more in this world. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. And I'll see you all next time. God bless.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.